friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Today, I am so excited to have my guest, Allison Lambatis of the Outfit Formulas, on to talk about fashion, because so many of us as busy moms just want to have a pep in our step and take care of style, but we're not sure how. It can feel overwhelming. We all have that friend who is super fashionable and we think, how can we be like her? Well, Allison's here to help. So Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Erin.
I am so excited. Okay, can you share a little bit with our listeners about how Outfit Formulas came to be? You have hundreds of thousands of followers on social media. You've helped hundreds of thousands of women find their fashion style. So tell us a little bit about how this all came to be.
Yeah, so it really came to be from me trying to solve a problem I had myself, which was I had a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. Yeah. I left corporate America, I started working from home, and I realized that the things in my closet were basically obsolete, but I didn't have a wardrobe that worked for my new lifestyle of being a work from home mom. So I slowly had to start rebuilding my wardrobe over time and learning, you know, what works for my lifestyle now. How do I put an outfit together? I had figured out how to dress for a corporate office environment, but I had no idea. Even when I was working in an office, I didn't know how to dress on the weekends. I didn't know how to dress in the evening. So I would just default to throwing on my faded black yoga pants, my oversized sweatshirt, pull my hair back in the ponytail and be done with it. And that just became my new mom uniform that I was putting on every single day. But something weird kind of happened when I started doing that. I noticed over the course of, I don't know, like 6 months of working from home that I just wasn't feeling as motivated anymore. And things around the house were kind of, you know, not the way they used to be. The laundry was piling up, the dishes were, I wasn't cooking healthy. I wasn't working out, even though I was in yoga pants all the time. And I couldn't put my finger on what had changed until I sat down one night and I thought, what's different now? And I realized that I didn't have that time built into my schedule anymore to get ready in the mornings. Mm. And I wasn't, you know, getting showered, fixing my hair, putting on makeup and getting dressed for work like I used to. So I decided one day to give it a try. And I got up a little bit earlier, decided to kind of focus on that little bit of a self-care routine built back into the schedule again. And as I went through that day, I was amazed at how much different I felt, how much more motivated I felt. And I picked my daughter up from school that afternoon and she hopped in the car and looked at me and she said, Mommy, what happened to you? And I said, what? And she said, well, you look pretty today. And that was kind of like that thing for me where I knew I wanted to hold myself accountable on a daily basis. Not only was it making me feel good, but I realized I was, you know, setting an example for my family and my daughters too. And that's when I started blogging. I started my blog back in 2013. So it's been around about 11 years and started the Outfit Formulas program about 2 years into that, just to really help other women know what pieces they needed to have in their closet and show them how to put outfits together and make it a framework. So it's kind of like meal planning so that we're really just breaking it down into the basics of these are the pieces, this is how you make them work together and helping them learn to shop their closets at the same time. So it's been a crazy wild journey these past 11 years, but super fun. I absolutely love it.
And you bring so much big sister energy. You are such an encourager. You just launched a podcast and you share these style stories of these women of all walks of life, all ages, all styles. And you encourage them in such a way and bring their, you know, they have this beautiful journey. And I just love the way that you coach them. And many of us in our lives might not have had that style inspiration or that big sister who helps us to understand style. And you fill that need for so many women. So it's such an admirable thing that you're doing. I love it. It is so important. And I had one of those moments when I first started staying home with my son. So I can totally relate. Okay. So something you're known for saying is getting dressed shouldn't be hard, which I love because I like to keep everything simple around here. So what tips do you have for simplifying your wardrobe and making getting dressed easier and more enjoyable?
So the first tip I'm going to share is one that is not popular. I'm just going to be honest and put it out there, but you have to know what you have in order to know what you need. And really that first step in this process is cleaning out your closet. Most of us have so many clothes in there that we're not wearing. And when we walk into our closets every day, what we're met with is decision fatigue, honestly.
Yes.
There's a statistic out there that we only wear about 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. So the rest of the clothes that are hanging in there that we're not wearing are just cluttering. They're just clutter. They're noise when we walk in our closets in the mornings. And if we clear out all of that clutter, then we can focus on what we have and also be intentional about what we need so that we can shop with a purpose. So if it's been over a year since you've cleaned out your closet, this might be your first step, is just going in there, clearing out the clutter, seeing what you're actually wearing so that you can see, do I have gaps in my wardrobe? Maybe you need some more denim, or you need to replace your basics, your t-shirts, your tanks, things like that. And you're not going to be able to assess that properly unless you have that clean slate to work with. So that is step number one, is really just clear out the clutter. Start with a list. I love shopping with a list for clothing. I taught my kids to do this when they were younger, before we would go back to school. I would say, okay, well, here's our budget. You guys can get some fun things too, but let's focus on what your actual needs are and create a list of those needs before we even step foot into the store. And the cool thing about this is that they still do that to this day. And we're empty nesters, recent empty nesters. But yes, just really being armed with that list, knowing what you need in order to create that cohesive wardrobe. That's what's going to make it easier for you to get dressed every day, is knowing that you have your basics in place and that you're going to be able to create outfits from those basics. And then having a little bit of fun seasonally by adding in a few trends here and there, just to keep it all fresh and feeling fun.
I love that. And I love the idea. I talk about this all the time. We are just so fatigued by decisions. And I love that just clearing that clutter allows us to see the things that we actually like, which simplifies getting dressed. I love that. That's such good advice. Okay. I know you are passionate about helping women find their style. So how can listeners start to identify their personal style and then build a wardrobe that reflects that?
Yeah, I think this is so important that women understand that style is a skill, and that means anyone can learn it. Anyone. I am not naturally stylish. I have friends who are, that were just came out of the womb knowing how to put it together an outfit. I was not that person, which is why I created outfit formulas, because I knew that there was a way to figure this out. And because it's a skill, it is something that you can always learn. It's like never too late to figure out what your personal style is. So there's a fun little exercise. If you've never done this, I highly recommend going to Pinterest, and you can type in a broad search if you want to with women's outfits, or you can make it super narrow. You can say, you know, work from home outfits or whatever you want it to be. And then start randomly pinning. Don't overthink this. Pin about 30 to 40 outfits that just kind of catch your eye and put them in a folder, and then go back and revisit that and start looking for commonalities in those outfits. Are you drawn to certain patterns, certain colors? Is a minimalist vibe your thing? Are you seeing that you really are drawn to lots of accessories? Like, this is going to give you some really good, important clues about your personal style. And you may find that you're a mix of multiple styles. Maybe you're eclectic and you like, you know, multiple styles mixed up in one outfit, or you are boho, or you have more of an edgy vibe or more of a feminine vibe. This is going to give you that little bit of intel that you can start building on. And then it's really about experimentation. You know, when we're teenagers, we are really so much more apt to experiment with things like makeup and hair and style. And the beauty of being at this phase in our lives is when we have disposable income, it's a little bit easier to do that, right? But we often forget that it's okay to go back and start experimenting again. So start experimenting with style. If this is something you haven't done in a while, try out some of those pieces that you're seeing on Pinterest and see how they feel, if they feel authentic to you. And you'll eventually start to become more and more comfortable with what does, and develop your own personal style. And there's nothing more rewarding than that. It's super fun to be able to walk into a store and say, yes, that piece is me, and know it the minute that you see it. If it's not a heck yes, it's a no.
My daughters, I taught them that. We just went shopping this weekend, and I was looking for some key pieces, as you talked about. And it was funny because my daughter would pull things, and she's like, this is so you, Mom. Because now my style is so specific. I'm very preppy, bright colors, but also comfortable. And she was like, this is you, Mom. And I was like, yes. So it I don't know. It really does help to be able to define that. And I love how practical you make that, because you can go on to Pinterest. I'll even like have a category on my social media of favorite social media influencers and like save those outfits, be like, okay, I can recreate this at home or whatever as well. So I love
that. Yeah, super smart. And you can shop your closet for those looks first. You don't have to go out and buy a bunch of stuff, you know, find pieces that are similar to the pieces that you're seeing on the influencers and just try it out for yourself. And I also love that you have such a signature style that your daughter knows exactly what pieces suit you too. That's amazing. Yes.
She can see, because I always film in my closet. My listeners know that. So she can kind of get an idea of like stripes, florals, and bright colors. That's my thing.
You and me, girl, we're on the same wavelength.
Pretty much. And I know you talk a lot about style influence from your teen years. And I was listening to one of your podcasts the other day and I was like, yeah, for me, it was like J. Crew. Yep. I would get the magazine and I would just pour over the J. Crew magazine. I was like, I just want to look like a J. Crew model, like bright colors, preppy. That was my thing. So anyway. Okay. So you specialize, we've talked about this, outfit formulas. What does that mean? And how can women create versatile outfits with minimal number of clothing pieces? What does that look like?
So outfit formulas really, again, it's just like meal plan if you're a closet, but it's a capsule wardrobe. So it is a collection of pieces that you can mix and match with each other. And in the outfit formulas program and app, I try to pair up every single piece on a monthly basis in at least 4 to 5 different ways, so that you're not just randomly going out and buying something and then bringing it home and realizing, oh, this doesn't go with anything else in my closet and I don't know how to mix and match pieces. So outfit formulas also are meant to be substituted. So you may see the formula on the page or on the app and it says, you know, dark wash jeans plus striped top plus neutral topper plus, you know, red flats. You're able to customize that outfit and make substitutions with maybe pieces you already have in your closet. You don't have to buy the exact pieces on the shopping list, although I do provide those for you. So it's really about, you know, being able to shop your closet first, make the most out of the pieces that you're buying, and also get the most wear out of them, because I'm teaching you how to pair things up in multiple different ways. And most women who start the program with me will start out with really just copying the outfit exactly as it is in the app. And then over time, they start to say, oh, well, this feels a little bit more like me, so I'm going to substitute this piece. And it's giving them that framework to play around with and experiment into their personal style, even if they have no clue what it is when they start out in the program. And the beautiful thing about that is we have a community, and I love seeing how in about a year's time, how women shift from just being very literal with the outfit to making it all their own. And it's just such a cool process to witness and see their confidence growing, like even the way that they're posing for their selfies and their smiles, everything about them, that their whole demeanor changes just from getting to know their personal style better and feeling confident in their clothes.
The Simple Purposeful Living podcast is sponsored by the Simple Purposeful Living Shop. Our shop includes our best-selling 52-week meal planner and brain dump notepad, plus all of our other paper print products that help you simplify life on purpose. Visit the Simple Purposeful Living Shop at www.shop.simplepurposefulliving.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order. I love that. I love that fashion can make us feel more confident in our own skin. And I think as women, that's something I'm always hoping to not only instill in myself as someone who has recovered from an eating disorder, but then also instill in my daughters, right? Like, feeling good in our skin, not just, you know, and having a beautiful heart, but then also expressing ourselves in fashion and feeling confident. I think that's so important. And we can be such an example to our daughters and to all kids. But I think that's so great. Okay, so how can women make the most of their existing wardrobe pieces to create fun, fresh spring looks? I think society, at least this is how I was always raised, like it's a new season, you need a whole new wardrobe. And I have 4 kids plus myself, that can just feel like a lot. So I've heard you say you don't need to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, you can shop your closet. So can you tell us how to freshen up our wardrobe for spring?
Yes. And you know, as well as I do, when we're following those influencers, it's so easy to say, I want all the things, right? We see all the cute things and we want all the cute things. So the first thing that I do when I see an outfit that I love on someone else, or I run across one on Pinterest or Instagram or wherever, is I try to see if I can replicate that look with pieces that I already have. So again, this is really about following that formula that this person has created and trying to see if you have pieces that you can substitute in your closet to create a look that's very similar to that. Because most of us actually have more functional wardrobes than we even realize. But we think that going out to buy the next piece is the thing that is going to solve all of our wardrobe woes, when in reality, it's not. It's not about the next $30 Amazon top that we add to the wardrobe. It's really about learning to create cohesive looks with what we already have. And that's really what I try to teach women is, you know, I've done that myself. I used to be a terrible shopper. I would go out and shop clearance racks. I would buy things because they were a good deal. I would bring them all home and I would pour them out on the bed and look at them and think, I don't even know how to pair this stuff up. And it doesn't even go with anything else in my closet. So really it's about having those right pieces in your closet. And for spring specifically, the cool thing about spring 2024 is a lot of the things that are kind of on trend are trending classics. Mm. And what I mean by that is we're seeing a lot of the preppy looks this spring. You've probably noticed this. And my heart is so happy. More of those J. Crew looks are out there. We're seeing, you know, the navy and kind of like the nautical inspired pieces and the stripes and the bright colors and the bright florals and all the things that tend to just kind of be traditional spring pieces. Yeah, they're also trending right now, which is super cool. But I don't say that you can't shop anymore, right? Because I feel like that's unreasonable. And I do feel like we have to shop in order to have that functional wardrobe. And I love to recommend adding in a few seasonal trends every single season, whether it's a new color trend or a new pattern or it's new denim. There are so many denim silhouettes out there right now that, you know, it's a great time to shop for jeans, especially if you're traditionally someone who has struggled with finding the right fit in jeans, which I totally am. Mm-hmm. I'm loving right now because I'm a pair and the high-waisted jeans are like my dream come true. And they're cut a little bit wider in the hips. And yep. I'm just loving denim again, because I feel like there are so many fits out there right now that work for my body shape, but there are truly silhouettes out there for every single body shape. So if it's been a while since you've shopped for some new denim, now is a great time to do that.
I am also a pair and I love high-waisted jeans as well. Yes. I'm all in. Okay. So as we wrap up, before we get to rapid fire and closing, I wanted to ask you, what are some words of encouragement that you have for women who feel overwhelmed by the idea of simplifying their wardrobe or finding their personal style? You've worked with thousands, hundreds of thousands of women at this point. Kind of like, what encouragement do you give them?
Yes, I know it's overwhelming. And, you know, I love to say the only way to eat the elephant is one bite at a time. So start small. Even if it's just one new pair of jeans, even if it's just one top that you absolutely love, or if it's going into your closet today and getting rid of five things and doing that every day for a week, it's all about those small steps that add up. And just remember, again, style is a skill that anyone can learn. It is never too late. I also want women to know that you are worthy of a wardrobe that you love, and you are worthy of investing time and resources and energy into creating that for yourself. And also that closet contentment is possible. I honestly, truly believe that because I have closet contentment. I don't feel compelled to go out and buy all the things now. And I know when I do add something to my closet and do it with intention, that it's going to be something that I love and that I'm going to use over and over again.
I feel the same way. I think it's been such an evolution for me as well. I've evolved, but I used to be that bargain shopper that was like, this is a good deal, I'm going to buy it. And then it would sit and collect clutter in my closet. And now I just had a favorite pair of loafers that finally bit the dust. And I basically replaced them with a very similar pair, but I knew that that's something that I loved and that I would continue to wear. And so like that, you said that shopping with intention, I still shop, but it's a different mindset now. Like I know what I like. And like you said, if it's not a heck yes, then it's a no. And that has served me well. You also have one other tip that it's worthy of sharing on the podcast because it was also good. If you talk about taking a selfie, can you talk about that when you're either getting dressed in the morning or trying on clothes? Can you share that tip?
Yes. So I have two tips with selfies. Number one, the selfie never lies. If you are not sure about a piece, you know, when you're in the fitting room or in the morning, when you put an outfit together and you're like, I'm looking in the mirror, I think this feels right, but I'm not quite sure. Then snap a selfie because it will tell you the truth every time. And if you still can't assess it, then send it to your teen daughter because she will tell you the truth too.
Yes.
And the second tip that I love to share is a time-saving strategy for getting dressed is it is totally worth carving out about 30 minutes on the weekend where you're taking your pieces from your closet and creating flat lays of those pieces. You know, you can start with a pair of jeans or your favorite pair of bottoms, anything you wear on the lower half of your body, and then pair it up with a top, with a topper, with a pair of shoes. And you can snap a photo of that, or you can actually put that outfit on and take a selfie. And then once you have that outfit categorized, you're going to keep that same pair of jeans there, swap in all new pieces, and do this until you exhaust all options for that item of clothing. What you're going to find is that you're going to have this camera roll of all of these outfits, so that the next time you're running out the door and you're like, I don't know what I want to, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to wear today, I don't know how to get dressed, just pull it up, see one of those outfits on there, walk into your closet and grab the pieces. It's going to make it super easy. It's so worth carving out just a little bit of time. I do this every single season. I go through my closet, I create outfits, and then I know what I'm going to be wearing for that season ahead.
I love that. Okay, this is taking me back to my high school years. I had a calendar. I had an outfit calendar, and I tried not to wear the same outfit for 30 days in a month. And then I'd highlight my favorite outfit so I could repeat those the following month. Anyway, that takes me back to high school, and I was onto something back then, you know?
I love that so much. Our app does that. We have an outfit calendar in the app, and then you can favorite the outfits that you wear. There's a different outfit every single day, but it's made up of the same combinations in the capsule wardrobe. And then once you favorite those outfits, then you can go back and rewear them. So you were definitely onto something.
I love it. And I love that idea in the app. Okay. And can you find your app in any app store?
Yes, you can. We're in both Apple and Google.
And it's called Outfit Formulas, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so rapid fire. I love these. Okay, do you have a time-saving strategy for getting dressed? You kind of already shared that, but do you have any other?
Yes, that is honestly the time-saving strategy that I have. I have my favorite outfit formulas that I can go in and replicate in my closet, because I'm a basic, usually t-shirt and jeans girl. And sometimes my t-shirts are a little bit embellished. They have puffy sleeves, or they have like some kind of fun details. But I have my t-shirts, I've got my jeans, and then I have a cute pair of shoes that I pair up with it. And that is like my daily uniform that I put on every single day. And then rinse and repeat, I have multiple pieces that I can just kind of mix and match, throw that together, and I know it's going to work for everything. I just swap out the shoes depending on what I have going on that day. Some days it's sneakers, some days it's flats. Other times if it's like date night, it's wedges. But it just works for me and for my lifestyle.
I love that. I live a little bit more northern than you. That's not right. Anyway, north of you. And mine is a crew neck sweater, jeans, and some kind of like easy to put on shoe. So same. And it makes getting dressed so easy, and I feel really good in it. So I love that. Okay. How do you overcome decision fatigue when it comes to choosing what to wear each day? We kind of touched on this, but do you have any other tips?
Yes. Again, just making sure that you're curating your closet to only the pieces that you're wearing. I swap my pieces out seasonally too. If you have storage in your house or an extra closet, try to keep a minimal amount of pieces in there. So that's going to reduce that decision fatigue for you. And also replicating outfits, like you and I both said, we kind of have our own outfit formula. It's our uniform that we wear every day. And that makes it so much easier. No one's ever going to notice that you're wearing the same basic uniform. It's going to look different because you're going to have different pieces that you're swapping, but it truly does make getting dressed a no-brainer.
Yes, I agree. Okay. And what is your go-to outfit formula? You kind of shared it, but do you have one for spring?
Okay. So lately, I know this doesn't sound like spring, but I've been wearing every day, like my black jeans with a t-shirt. I have graphic t-shirts. I have striped t-shirts. I have solid t-shirts. With my blue denim jacket, I have a more like oversized denim jacket now that I got a couple years ago. And then I'll either wear my sneakers, my mules, or my wedges with it, depending on what I have going on. But that's kind of been the past few weeks. That outfit's been on repeat a whole lot. My black jeans are in the wash quite often.
But when you find something you love, I'm wearing like more of an athleisure look, but I put this together last week and I loved it so much. I was like, I cannot wait to wear that again next week. You find things that you love and you just want to keep wearing them because you feel good in your clothes, which is the goal of outfit formulas. You really want to empower women to feel good in their skin and what they're wearing.
100%. It's all about that confidence and truly wearing what makes you feel good.
So what I hear you saying is you have to have the courage to try, but that courage will lead to confidence over time.
1,000%.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Okay. So Allison, this has been amazing. I'm literally wanting to go and do like put a whole bunch of outfits together because it's fun once you allow yourself to be a beginner too. And I think that's the thing. Like you said, style is a skill. We have to allow ourselves to be a beginner and try. And the more that we do it, the better that we get at it, the more confident we are, the more we're going to find our own style. So I love that. Okay. So where can they find you? And is there some way for them to connect with you, like a freebie or something that we can get them started with?
Absolutely. So you can learn more about the app at alphaformulas.com. You can follow me on all the socials at Allison Lombatis. If you want a little bit of style guidance, we have a free quiz out there that is going to give you an outfit formula, and it's going to be based upon some of your own personal style preferences. And you can get that at alphaformulas.com/quiz.
Okay. And I'll be sure to put that in the show notes. And she has a brand new podcast that's super inspiring. It's so fun to hear other people's style stories and just some of Allison's best tips. So that's the Allison Lombatis Show on all of the platforms, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Allison, so much for being here. And our tweak of the week this week is to take a moment, go to your closet, and maybe just take a few things out that you know you don't love so you can clear the clutter and find things that you love. And then snap a photo of an outfit you love that you can replicate in coming weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, friends, and have a great week. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.